whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. There's like
look at that thing.
It's rotating.
Reaction to the Pentagon's UAP UFO report, June 25. Are UAP bases under our earthly oceans, once speculated by the History Channel's Ancient Alien series and reported by Giorgio A. Tsoukalos and other History Channel broadcasters? When I watched an episode covering the theory, I scoffed. UFO bases in the ocean? Unbelievable. Now, after hearing that at least two Navy F-18 jet pilots observed UAPs going in and out of the ocean, I'm thinking the History Channel's conjecture has just been verified. Sorry for doubting you, Giorgio, but if they aren't extraterrestrial, could they be related to the lost and submerged mythical continent of Atlantis, Plato described as a large island just beyond the Pillars of Hercules? Who knows, but let's continue. As I write this podcast 2 weeks after the Pentagon's UAP report, we have not heard a tweet from anyone except several news sources speculating beyond the June 25 story. As I stated in Episode 3, the main reveal from that report was the interception of radio frequency signals by some of the F-18 fighter jets approaching these solid UAP objects. You would think a few U.S. congressmen and senators who digested the classified report would at least hint to the U.S. public, no, the world, that these mid-air confrontations had more to expose than the little they'd listed in the unclassified report. As we await more specific information and maybe confirmation that these unknowns may have extraterrestrial origins, we can only imagine what the Pentagon knows. Until then, here's what some bright minds are speculating at various news bureaus. And they are conventional mainstream media sources, not questionable pseudo-scientific organizations dispensing some fiction with exaggerated facts. Here's my take on some of the follow-up UAP reporting from many of the accepted news organizations. People, UAPs are real, and serious details are starting to surface and reported. Now, July 2021. The Wall Street Journal. On June 25, the day the Pentagon report was released, Brett Forrest of the Wall Street Journal recapped many of the Pentagon statements and quoted Seth Shostak, who is senior astronomer of the SETI Institute in Northern California's Silicon Valley. Seth stated the potential of this report was actually significant and went on to say that they could have offered undisputed evidence of extraterrestrial flight. But in the end, it didn't go any further than reports made in the 1950s. I agree, that part of the report was definitely deficient. The New York Magazine Intelligencer. On June 5, the New York Magazine Intelligencer article entitled "The Truth is Here" by Matt Stibe and Chaz Danner rehashed the Pentagon's report but had one thought-provoking comment on what does the report conclude. They said, not much, and I agree for the most part. And they did list that the military aircraft systems process radio frequency energy, but never commented under their what does the report conclude. I feel the radio frequency facts reveals a potential for treasures from the first UAP report, and the treasures must be detailed in the classified paper, in which we have zero access. I'm surprised these veteran reporters never commented on this important reveal. Reuters, June 26. The Reuters article covering the Pentagon's UAP report, entitled Watershed UFO Report Does Not Rule Out Extraterrestrial Origin by Steve Gorman, is similar to other news bureaus except it's the shortest so far. They go into less details but offer more related facts, like stating that the United States Senator Marco Rubio participated in commissioning the report as a part of a broader intelligence legislation. They also referenced science writer Mick West, a UFO skeptic, who said, and I quote, "The report points largely at boring explanations. However, with a UAP report offering unexplained facts, I'm not interested in hearing Mr. West's point of view. No matter what facts you give him, he's going to explain them away as, and I quote, things like airborne clutter or natural atmospheric phenomena." West also says the military are misinterpreting what they see, and it's likely birds and balloons. From my perspective, the facts point to at least a technological civilization that has mastered the field of aviation, something we like to do so we can prevent fatal airline accidents. The facts may not point to extraterrestrials, but with the real eyewitness military evidence, they seem to be more advanced than the Big Six, the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Germany, Russia, and China. Who knows? They may be from a secret, highly technical, advanced civilization living under our noses in the ocean. Ask Giorgio Tsoukalos of the History Channel. Steve Gorman also cites the Roswell incident from July 8, 1947, as weather balloon parts, but he fails to mention that the first report in the Roswell Daily Record was of a crashed flying saucer, but was retracted. You may have heard my opinion in Episode 3 on the Roswell, New Mexico incident. I feel the military retracted the flying saucer report because they feared it would cause panic. Washington Post Everything Perspective. The first sentence of the Washington Post article, dated July 6 by Daniel W. Dresner, asks the question, "Where are we on UFOs and national security?" I say, great question to start the discussion. But then I was lost in the next paragraph saying, the staff at Spoiler Alert were off on vacation, so we'll need to wait for their return before we can hear the analysis. Hope they don't get sunburned in Miami. But the article continues. Then they say the UFO topic has gone mainstream, and I hope they're right. Finally, they summarize the Pentagon's 9-page report. At least they're talking about the data, but no analysis yet. I do take issue with Mr. Dresner's number 2 under What Did We Learn from the Report? He said, and I quote, "The overwhelming majority of the UAP sightings are not ETs." How did he conclude that? The 144 sightings reference was listed on page 4 of the Pentagon report, and that was not the conclusion. In fact, they could not conclude if the objects were earthly-based or extraterrestrial. Where did you read that, Mr. Dresner? I combed the report and could not find the conclusion. In fact, out of the 144, they could only identify one UAP with high confidence. It was a large deflating weather balloon. All the rest were unidentified. Now, the report did say they thought most could be explained, but until that happens, they can't rule out extraterrestrials, which could be classified in the UAP report under other. I say the others could be ETs or Atlanteans. This ends Part 1, Episode 4 of my report of what the mainstream media is saying about the Pentagon's release of the UAP report to the public. See Part 2, Episode 5, where more of my media analysis continues. And please subscribe to my podcast at anchor.fm/Howard-Barenbaum and to my YouTube channel, Crazy Tech Cyber Times LLC.